You've probably been told that making assumptions can be problematic. It's something like making assumptions makes a mama cast out of you and me, something like that. I don't know. This can be true when it comes to your relationships and when it comes to your financial goals. Sarah Vermont, career coach and author of Careergasm and Career Rookie. She is here to tell us about the top five money assumptions and how they're getting in your way. Hello there.
Hello, Bruce.
Assumptions make a mama cast out of you and me, I think is the song, right?
Mm-hmm.
You frame your thoughts with a story about an investment banker and her iPhone, specifically a client who says she couldn't quit her job to become a cheesemaker, artisanal cheesemaker. I love the visual imagery of that, without losing her fancy phone. You point out she's making a lot of assumptions, a lot. For example, what assumptions was
she
making?
Well, her biggest assumption is the assumption that most people have, and that is that you can't make money doing something you enjoy.
Right. I am a case in point at that. I'm kidding. I'm the exact opposite. You totally can. And how do you crack that? So you flagged that to her.
Yeah.
And did she kind of laugh at it when you pointed it out? Or did she say, no, it's true.
No,
there is no way I can make money being a cheesemaker.
She totally laughed at it. So
Right. What
I did is I said, is it really true that cheesemakers don't have iPhones? And she paused for a minute and she was like, oh my God, I'm being ridiculous.
Right.
Like, of course they have iPhones. Like,
how else would they time the fermenting process or whatever it's called? They need that.
Yeah, so she had just tied the idea of fulfilling work and poverty together, which is something that a lot of people do.
In particular, people who pursue passion work from a very young age, like not-for-profit or the arts, or that sometimes when they come into money, either through career success or through some other source, they have a really hard time internalizing that they can actually have some money in their bank account and not be a terrible artist or a terrible contributor to the world.
Yeah, sure. Because another really common money assumption is that you can't have a lot of money and be a good person.
Yeah.
So that's another one that people run into. And I run into all kinds of these things because I help people make career changes. And naturally, all of your money fears are going to get triggered when you're thinking about changing the way you make money.
So enjoyable work is one. Greed is the second. A third one you flag in this blog post is about money and worthiness. What do you mean by that?
Well, some people carry the idea that they're not worthy enough to make money, or other people get to make money, not me. So there's some sort of weird assumption around, their personal value and whether or not they're allowed to make money because of their personal value.
Do you think this connects to the reticence for many people to ask for raises?
Oh, certainly. And actually, very often women ask for raises far later than a man.
Oh, yeah. The data is ridiculous.
Raise.
It's shocking
crazy.
To me. It's
like,
crazy.
We don't even need another study on it because they've already been done.
Yeah,
all of
true.
Them have been done.
Mm-hmm.
So it's often because of the way that we're socialized as women. We're less likely to ask for money because, heaven forbid, a woman asks what she wants, because that's not what we're supposed
nope.
to do. That's not what we've been taught.
Yep.
We're supposed to be there for other people. So this is an especially tricky one for women. We feel like we have to really, really earn it before we ask.
Right. Or if we earned it, they just give it to us.
That's
because
right.
Because surely they would notice and give it to us if
that's
we were
right.
worthy.
Yeah.
Another one you highlight is the link between the assumptions that we have about money and happiness.
Yeah. And there's two that are kind of related to money and happiness. One is the assumption that I will be happier when I have a lot of money.
Mm.
And a similar one is I have to be I have to make a lot of money now so that I can be happy later.
Right.
Those are really tricky ones for a lot of people. And, you know, to me, that sort of is a leftover from this idea that we were supposed to grind it out until retirement age.
Yeah.
And then we were allowed
to be happy.
The pension
kicks in and
mm-hmm.
we're on the golf course.
Yeah. And of course, that can really sabotage the happiness that you might have before you hit 65,
yeah.
right?
And that's
a
long
significant
time.
Chunk. Yeah.
I mean, that's 45 years from the time you finish high school. It's
yeah.
a long, long time. There is also an assumption about money and time. So, you know, when I have money, I'll have more free time or.
Yeah, that's a pretty common one as well. We assume that more money means more ease and more time. And sometimes that's true, and sometimes it's simply not. Sometimes the more money you have, the more you have to hustle after it.
Yeah, and people with really big jobs don't have a lot of time.
Often that's the case. Yeah.
So how do you work with clients to illuminate the assumptions that they have that they wouldn't even describe as assumptions? They would describe as just the way, they would say it's just the way that it is.
Yeah. Well, a really common question I ask people is that really true? When I hear them say something that has sort of an undercurrent of an assumption, I'll be like, okay, let's just pause there. Do you really believe that, or is just some story that you've got in the back of your head? And in some cases, people really do believe these things consciously. Mm. But in many cases, it's almost like these beliefs and these stories are, if you're ever watching CNN, you see that ticker tape at the bottom of the screen. Uh-huh. It's almost like these money assumptions are always going in the background, but you don't pay too much attention to them. And that means that they're influencing your decisions, and sometimes in a negative way.
So you have some awareness. You say, oh, okay, that's not the truth. That's an assumption. Got it. Step one. What's step two? What do you do? How do you remove the ticker tape on the bottom of the TV screen?
Well, what I try to do is help them sort of soften it. It's hard to remove it right away. But a really interesting question to consider is, okay, how do you behave when you believe that assumption? Mm. Like, how do you behave when you believe that you're not allowed to be happy now? You have to wait until you're 65, until you've got a ton of cash. Or how do you behave and how do you feel when you believe that only greedy people have money? It's impacting your decision making and the way you behave. And very often, if they see the connection, they can start shifting their behaviors.
Now, you're also not someone who serves people up a bowl of, you know, unicorns and rainbows. No. And if someone is making a career change from an investment banker to a cheesemaker, they may still have a phone, but they may not be pulling down 200 grand a year.
No,
so what's the distinction between your reality has changed, you're making cheese, awesome, love it, and you've made an assumption that you can't make any money and have enjoyable work?
Yeah, well, you have to decide what concessions you want to make. And so for some people, actually, everybody's a little bit different in terms of deciding what feels good for them, how much they need or they want. And it's so important to get clear and articulate what that want is and the need before you jump and make the career change, so that you can go in clear-headed, knowing exactly what's coming down the pipeline for you.
If you could snap your fingers and change one thing about assumptions and money, and we've talked about five specific ones, mm-hmm. what would it be? What would be the insight that you would love for everyone to have just as a function of having listened to our 8 minutes together?
Yeah, well, the most common one I hear is you can't make money doing something you enjoy. And I would love for people to just change the way they think about that, because the truth is there are so many people making a lot of money and a little tiny bit of money in most professions. It's this huge range in most professions. And so to attach a certain dollar value to a profession means people very often aren't pursuing the things they want to do.
I could be a big player in marketing had I stayed at Procter & Gamble. And instead, I was like, no, I want to be on TV. That's way more fun. And I'm so glad I did. So to, you know, to all of our listeners out there, career chameleons are a dime a dozen. There's a lot of us out there. And we can disprove some of the assumptions that you have talked about today.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm one of them as well. I used to be a professor at a business school. And I took a big risk financially deciding to start my own business. And that was fine with me, but everyone has to decide what kind of risk they're comfortable with financially.
Yeah. Now, maybe I wouldn't have been a big deal in marketing. Maybe I would have been a big loser. It would have been a disaster.
Oh, you would have been a big deal.
And this is my saving grace. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thanks, Bruce.
Sarah Vermont, career coach, author of Careergasm and Career Rookie. We were talking about the top five money assumptions you might be making that might be holding you back in your financial goals and in life.